we go.
Okay. I'll call the St. Bertold Area Architectural Conservation District Commission meeting on April 20th, 2022 at 5:15 p.m. I'm calling to order the meeting. So Susan's not present, is she? Not Susan.
Susan is not here. Do you want to know who's here? So it's you, Richard, and yes. Barb are the commissioners present. What's that?
Barb in the meeting?
Yeah, I saw her come in. Let me see.
Okay. So Richard Henderson, Francoise Elise, Barbara Leafman. Yep.
And that's it.
Okay.
Yep. Doug is a constituent today.
Present. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review application in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Executive Order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the June 16th, 2021 legislation extending the suspension of these provisions until April of 2022. We are conducting this meeting online to ensure public access to the deliberations of the St. Bertold Area Architectural Conservation District Commission. The public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
Great. So first up, first and only application we have this evening is application 22.1050SB, which is 112 St. Bertold Street. Mm-hmm. And do we have a representative here for 112 St. Bertold Street today?
That's supposed to be me.
Is that going to be you today, Doug?
Me or Dylan.
But I think either's fine. Yeah.
Dylan, would you mind commenting on what we've discussed then? And you run it?
Yeah, actually, this is, I kind of hopped into this last minute. I was waiting for Kenji. Oh, there he is. Kenji, you're muted.
Hey. I'm sorry about hello?
No worries. Yeah, we can hear you, Kenji.
I was like a toy, like I wasn't not even like I was just like lurking.
That's okay. All right. So we just need a brief description of what you're doing here, Kenji. Just the dimensions of the numbers and how and you know how it will be applied to the window, and that's it.
So dimension of the number is like about 7 inches, actually. I do have a. I have actually sample with me.
Okay.
I can show.
Kenji, I think we have it on the screen here. I don't know. Can you see the screen?
Yeah. That's not our sample.
Would it be this one down here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the style you want to paint it, right?
Yeah.
And so you'll be explain to the commission how you'll be applying this number to the surface.
So this will be painted and gilded from inside of the glass.
Great. Awesome. And what will the dimensions be?
Dimension will be actual like dimension is like six and like about 6 1/4 like tall.
Okay.
And then probably like 12 inch across.
Perfect. Okay. That's perfect. You did a great job, Kenji. So commissioners, that's, I just wanted, you know, this is a very straightforward project, but it's a great number. So we'll want to make sure that we'll, the precedent will be set properly here, because Doug's neighboring property is essentially the sister building for this building, or for the two. So we'll just want to make sure that the numbers are matching when they apply. So I just want to make sure that you're okay with the style and the dimensions.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
So how does this not conform to the guidelines of the district?
So it does conform, but we're okay. we're talking about the dimensions though. So the, you know, how tall and how wide the numbers will be. So it certainly does conform, but we want to make sure that the dimensions are okay. Are you, because there's no set dimensions in our guidelines.
Oh, so this is like, so that's what I wanted to know. Like,
okay,
why couldn't this be approved by you or?
By you directly, yeah.
Right. It's, so there's, go ahead.
Can you scroll up to show the 110 number? Do we have a sense of how big that is? That one, yeah.
Yep. Kenji,
that
one's
smaller.
Okay. That one's, I assume it's probably like a 7, like close to 7-inch tall.
Okay.
I just like kind of guessing from that, like a proportion relation.
Yeah.
Like a,
gotcha. Okay. So they're approximately the same size, Richard.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's dense, like more like a spaced out.
Yeah, a more simplistic design, yeah. Also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I think the new numbering will be an improvement over what's there now. So I have no issues.
Okay. Yep. Great. So does everyone understand why I'm having it reviewed rather than administrative?
Yeah.
Because there's kind of an artistic flourish here that you know, mm-hmm. If it's going to set a precedent, we want it to look good, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
All right.
I guess we have to open it to public comment.
Yes. Francois, do you want to read that message, that little blurb? It should be the last paragraph. Just
I'm getting there. Okay.
It's okay.
Public comment.
Yeah.
Members of the public will have the opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform.
Okay.
Yes.
So it does not appear that there are any hands raised, and there were no public comments submitted via email. So we can close the public comment portion of this application. I think Barb was going to make a motion.
Yep. I move to approve the proposed style of numbering as presented.
I'll second that.
I'll approve.
Aye.
Yeah, aye.
Any opposed? Yep. Motion carries.
Okay. All right. Kenji, thanks so much for coming. Doug, thanks for coming.
And you're welcome. Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Right. Thanks,
guys. All right. So the next would be meeting minutes. And Richard has brought to my attention that the administrative approvals, the second, I incorrectly wrote his name instead of Barbara's name because I can't read my own handwriting. So I have noted that. I will make that proviso should you approve the remaining minutes.
Does anybody have any other comments on the minutes?
No, I'm fine with them. I'll make a motion to approve the March minutes with the proviso that the names be changed for the administrative portion.
Perfect.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Great. So for staff updates, if anyone saw my email today, whenever you get a chance, just sign those two pages and return them back to me. We're just having all of our commissions do this, just to make sure that you just are saying that you have these documents in your hand. So they're basically our governing documents. So when you get a chance, just sign those and return them. If you have any questions before you sign them, just let me know.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. And that's all I have. Yeah, we just need a motion to adjourn.
Just question, do we like print them out and then like take a PDF of them, like a photo, and send them, or do I need to, we need to physically send them in?
Whichever is easiest for you, Richard. If you want to just electronically sign it and scan it, or you know, however you want to do it, just
okay,
it's fine. So you can email it to me if you need to.
Okay, great. Yep.
Richard, were you on the Ashmont train this morning?
No.
Okay, there's a guy who looked just like you. He was having
there is a guy out there who looks like me. I don't know who he is.
My brother looks just like Richard.
All right. Yeah, motion to adjourn.
He doesn't live in Boston.
Yeah, okay.
So moved.
Second.
All right.
All papers.
Okay. All right, everybody. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Thanks.
Good to see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.